Welcome back. And before we begin our show, as always, we start with our day in history. This Friday, November the 15th. On November 15th in 1891, Dr. Daniel Hale Williams founded the Freedmen's Hospital School of Nursing. Now, we talked about Dr. Daniel Hale Williams the other day, one of the very early African-American surgeons, the first African-American surgeon ever to be admitted to the American College of Surgeons. He founded the school that later became, in 1969, the Howard University School of Nursing. This is a day in 1935. The Ethiopian Emperor, Haile Selassie, called for the greatest army ever assembled in Ethiopia to fight a war against the Italians who had taken their country. He said they have to recapture their sacred city of Aksum, take it away from the Italians. While the Italians were armed with machine guns, field artillery, thousands and thousands of troops, the Ethiopians were fighting with guns and they had the advantage of many more men in battle. Casualties were high and already reached 20,000 among the Ethiopian resistance fighters who were killed with bombardments from the Italian aircraft. But hundreds of thousands of Ethiopians gathered to fight the armies of Italy. It's one of the great resistance movements of all history on the continent of Africa. This day in 1940, Charlie Chaplin's great comedy, The Great Dictator, opened. In 1945, following the end of World War II and the freedom of the French people, they executed Pierre Laval, the Vichy puppet leader, put in place by the Germans during the occupation. And on this day in 1950, Arthur Darrington became the first African-American to play organized ice hockey in the United States, playing for the then Atlantic Seagulls. And in 1965 on this day, there were demonstrations in 40 cities across America. Hundreds of thousands of people showed up, organized by the National Coordinating Committee to end the war in Vietnam. It becomes one of the first and early major protests against the war. And David Miller burned his draft card there on that day. He was the first American to burn his draft card in protest against the war, and he was found guilty and sentenced to 2 years in federal prison. Soon after that, tens of thousands of people burned their cards, including yours truly. And on this day in 1969, the Amistad Research Center was founded at Tulane University in New Orleans, Louisiana. It's a place where people come from all over the world to study race and ethnic history. It was founded on this day. On this day, in 1990, Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev wins the Nobel Peace Prize because he helped end the Cold War between the Soviet Union and the West. And on this day, 3 years later, in 1993, Nelson Mandela and F.W. de Klerk also win the Nobel Peace Prize for ending apartheid in South Africa. Now, personally, I think Mandela should have been the only one to get it, but they were being fair, or thought they were, and gave it to de Klerk as well. On this day in 1824, Ellen Louise Curtis Demarest was born. Now, why is she important? Well, she invented the patterns to make women's dresses, and she did so back in the 1850s. She was an abolitionist. She built a company of black and white women and said, if you don't like the way she's running her company, don't like the fact that it's interracial, take a walk and buy your dresses somewhere else. This was the day in 1929 that Ed Asner, who played Lou Grant in the Mary Tyler Moore series, but also an incredible actor in many other things, was born, also a prominent political activist. This was the day in 1937 that Jimmy Ellis was born in South Carolina, a great soul singer with the Tramps, Disco Inferno. In 1939, Yaphet Kotto was born. Remember him from Homicide? Incredible actor. He won Best Supporting Actor as an Emmy for his role in The Raid of Entebbe. And this is the day in 1897 that John Mercer Langston, Virginia's first black congressman, died. A very brave and stand-up man who stood up for the rights of people across this country. Also the day in 1917 that the exotic dancer Mata Hari was executed by a French firing squad in France, in Paris, for her espionage. A very romantic character, many books and movies written about her. And that was this day, November the 15th, a day in our history.